This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Eliminate bags under your eyes in minutes with Instantly Ageless from GCNLife.com.
And joining us again, as he does, is more people read his stuff than anybody else's stuff, and he's on the biggest website in the gun culture on the planet. So that makes him the most read, and that is writer and instructor Dean Weingarten. How's it going, sir?
Well, it's going pretty well, as given the circumstances. You know, the old media, left wing media, progressive media, whatever you want to call it, is putting out more propaganda again, as usual. And, you know, if we've had 4 years of establishing a tradition of being the new Pravda for the United States. So they're continuing on.
How did you like how many Republicans joined that choir?
It was disconcerting that there weren't even, there were very, very few that were willing to even mention the truth, the context of what happened. One thing that's completely missing from the narrative that the left is trying to put out is any context about why people were there. That there was a there exists huge controversy about the legitimacy of the election. That numerous election laws were broken. There's hundreds of affidavits of report of fraud. There's numerous mathematical statistical evidence that there was significant fraud. There's lots of evidence. This was all about the election being stolen. That's what it was about. And the left acts as if that just is something we can never mention, never talk about.
Well, that's what they would prefer, without a doubt. That is definitely something they would prefer. I don't think it's going to go away, though.
I think it is going to become more and more evident as time goes on that it was a severely flawed election, and that Donald Trump, if the votes were counted legitimately, would have won.
I also think that, like, McConnell and Graham, for example, they just got reelected.
Yeah.
So it's going to be interesting to see what happens with them 6 years from now, because I don't think in 6 years from now it's going to be, well, Lindsey, we really appreciate what you've done for us and everything. We'll be more than happy to rubber stamp your reelection this time, because he got primaried last time.
Right.
And all of the people, Nancy Mace, who won her race in the U.S. House, she was one of the ones that primaried him, but she was still relatively green. And most of the other guys that were trying to primary him were state politicians. We need somebody to come out of nowhere and primary him and take him on. And I think this will begin in earnest this year, as an example. Simply because, like I said, it's like all of this impropriety. There's people calling for Ted Cruz to be kicked out of the Senate because he dared to object about the duly elected president.
Yes. And I was in an airport when CNN was on. I forget who it was. I mean, I should recognize the guy. He's prominent in the left. And essentially, it sounded to me like he was calling for suspending the Constitution, locking up all Trump supporters, and, you know, probably packing the Supreme Court, adding states. He didn't say those things precisely, but essentially he said, we can never allow this happen again. This was a travesty. These people have to be dealt with and dealt with harshly, and I hope that President Biden understands that. You know, something like to that effect.
Yeah.
I didn't record it, so I may be off a little.
So it just got reported. that Trump is not going to attend the inauguration.
Oh, well, good. I'm glad to hear it because I don't see that he should. This is to claim that this was any kind of reasonable, orderly, or legitimate election is just trying to create a narrative against reality.
Right.
So people are concerned, I think rightly so, that the left will do things like packing the court, like immediately granting citizenship to 11 million illegals, to creating new states. We have to fight those things.
Well, you know, but here's the one thing that when they start throwing those numbers around, right, like packing the court, okay, haven't the Democrats pretty much led the way on defying the court with sanctuary cities and with all the things they do, with all the gun restrictions in the various Democratic stronghold states and everything else? They defy the law and the Supreme Court all the time.
Well, yes. And that's part of the problem, is that they don't believe in the rule of law, and they don't believe in equal application of the law. So if, you know, a Republican jaywalks, it's an offense for which he must be punished severely and kicked out of the Senate, the House or the Senate. But if a Democrat commits bribery and on the air brags about extorting favors from another government, well, that's okay. That's just doing business as usual. What's wrong with that?
I think it's a gross miscalculation on their part. I think that there's been far too many people. You know, remember in Colorado, and I guess it was 2013, before they had the recall, the Colorado Senate got out there. The president of the Senate told the senators, don't listen to your constituents on this one, right?
Right.
And that led to a firestorm of things. We're seeing this out in California right now. Gavin Newsom is just inches away from being recalled.
I hope that happens.
I don't know what that does to his presidential aspirations, but I hope it torpedoes them. But he's a leftist, so, you know, a leftist is never too embarrassed. That's Anthony Weiner. But
right.
These guys, they get out there and they do all this stuff and they say all these things and they don't understand that, okay, you may be able to get this right now today, but there is tomorrow coming. And, tomorrow is the problem.
Yeah. And I would say that I think that the left has created, has more radicalized 500,000 people or more who were there in D.C. Because they say, wait a minute, that's not what I saw. That's not why we were there. They're calling me this and that and the other. And, of course, they don't believe it. And the people that I talked to, you know, were saying, well, where do we go from here? What can we do? And one of the things that can be done, I believe, is to push in more local politics, as you're talking about, at the state level. And one of the things you have to show is that elections still work. There's a fair number of people that think we will never get another fair election again.
I think, I think a bunch of Republican governors ought to get together and look at this thing. But then you start thinking, well, like Brian Kemp. I don't know how that would work, but I mean, I think they ought to get together and say, okay, we're going to commit to continue to send goods back and forth across our borders and to allow that to happen. And we're going to defy anything that is unconstitutional that comes from the feds. And, we're going to sue them with all of the resources we have available and not lead it to individuals or small companies or something like that. Do that. And listen, coming up on the break, we'll pick this up on the other side. For those of you that like the stuff which Dean hasn't had time yet to write about his experience there, I'm presuming he is in the middle of doing it. And that will be quite the read. But when it's time to go looking for that, you need to go to a website that comes down, I think is ranked number 744 on the planet. And that is Amoland.com. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load. We'll be right back. What's in a name? If that name is Ace Firearms, you've just entered a very expensive business. First, a fully appointed gun shop with all the guns, ammo, and accessories you could possibly imagine. But then you enter the manufacturing facility that is home to Red Alligator Concealment, Militia Arms Customs, and so much more. Ace Firearms is beyond a simple gun shop. This is a totally peerless operation. To find out more, go to acefirearms.com. Ace Firearms. This is only the beginning.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis Quality Built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holster for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
The stress levels of Americans may be at an all-time high. From education to business to basic needs to politics, the 2020 pandemic-related stressors are pushing many of us to near breaking point. That's why you should consider the stress and pain-relieving products from sunny-bay.com, like our lavender neck wraps and pads infused with premium Washington lavender buds. They relieve tension and relax with a soothing scent of lavender. And lifestyle expert Jennifer Bonner recommends products from Sunny Bay.
Sunny Bay's hands-free neck wraps should be your go-to pain relief solution.
Give gifts to family and friends that relieve stress and pain. Give love and care by giving the best. Give pillows, neck wraps, and body wraps from sunny-bay.com, a Biomed DB design company. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP. As slim as possible.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
All right, coming to you live. This is Lock and Load. Talking with Dean Weingarten. Let me ask you a question. Some of these guys, the Democrats, of course, I expected them to jump up. But, you know, you got Schumer and you got Pelosi, and they're demanding that Trump get removed either by impeachment or by the 25th Amendment. Do they think that nobody can read a calendar? Can they actually put that in motion, get a vote on it, get it ratified and all this other stuff, get it signed off on in 12 days?
Well, they're trying in part. to push the narrative that Trump, what anything that Trump did was illegitimate and has to be removed. And Schumer called for using the 25th Amendment, which is absolutely absurd. There's 12 days left before the transfer of power, and you'd have to have the cabinet and Vice President Pence sign on, and they've already said, no, we won't do that. And then as far as impeachment, again, the idea is to push the narrative that President Trump has done something illegitimate, which is simply not true. And they're trying to gaslight us. I think they can read a calendar, but they want to push this idea that Trump is illegitimate and everything he did has to be reversed and taken out, and they want to scrub his memory from that he ever existed, except to say that maybe he's in prison now and justly is in solitary confinement for the rest of his life. That's what they want to push.
Yeah, but I mean,
and yes, I hope that they can't read a calendar, but I think they can, and I think I hope there's a backfire, as you're talking about, where people say this is absurd, and it is absurd. It's to an extent, it shows how desperate they are that they have to push such extreme nonsense. You know, the next thing we're going to have the 2-minute hate on a regular basis with Donald Trump. Posed as Emmanuel Goldstein out of 1984, you know. He's the cause of all ills that ever happened in the Republic going back to 1791, you know.
I wish if Pelosi were going to do it. I don't know if all the new Democrats in the House, there's a bunch of new Democrats and a bunch of new Republicans that are not spineless coming in. And there's going to be a bunch of them that do not vote for it. And I would love to see them go ahead and try and get shot down. I don't know that that would happen. But
I had that thought, and the idea that every Democrat is going to just dance to Nancy Pelosi's puppet strings right off the get-go for the next 2 years, I'm not sure I see that happening. I'm hoping that a half dozen or a dozen are willing to stand up and say, no, I'm not going to do this stuff.
I saw.
And it only takes one senator. Now, supposedly, the West Virginia Senator Manchin has said that he will not vote to do away with the filibuster and that he will not vote to pack the court. Well, he doesn't do away with the filibuster or doesn't cooperate with getting rid of the filibuster, then none of the extreme stuff is going to happen because they'll need 60 votes in the Senate.
Here's the other thing. I saw the Hush Puppy King. Now, I know Trey Gowdy, and I like Trey Gowdy, but Trey Gowdy has he was one of the ones that quit on Trump after the first 2 years of Trump's term. And I refer to him as the Hush Puppy King. Have I given you the Hush Puppy analogy?
No, I don't think so.
So you know what a Hush Puppy is? You know, the globs of cornbread that are deep fried, and they used to be cooked up, and the farmers would toss them to their dogs in the evening to shut them up. In a sense, basically Hush Puppy, right? So okay. I look at the things that Congress has been doing for years now, and I look at how much they've actually moved it beyond Obamacare, okay? Beyond Obamacare. Not just business as usual, the continuing resolutions, tax cuts, something like that. I'm talking about changes to the country that actually impact the country, right? And nothing much has changed for the most part, has it? So I look at all these hearings and investigations Republicans have been doing as hush puppies.
Yeah.
As something to placate us.
It's a good example because look at how many times Senator McCain promised that he would get rid of Obamacare, that he would vote to take it off the books, to repeal it. And he did it over and over and over again, numerous
times. Eight times they had a chance at it while Obama was president.
And then when he actually had a chance to actually do it, he reneged on all of his promises. Oh, no, I didn't really mean all that.
They wanted to repeal and replace.
Yeah.
Which I don't remember that as part of what they had going on back in during the Obama administration. Did anybody say we need to replace it?
Well, there were people who talked about it. And because they're saying you have to have something. And I would, you know, our medical system became so screwed up because the government got involved in it so heavily, starting in World War II.
Well, I got a little bit of time here. Could we look at the medical system same way we look at the student loan system, where that's the reason student tuition keeps going up? Because they know it's guaranteed through the student loan program one way or the other, right? And with insurance, like when I had my open heart surgery, right, I was not allowed to get up out of bed and go to the bathroom for the first 5 or 6 days. But each one of those days, I got charged for a $13 roll of toilet paper.
Yeah.
In the itemized bill. And they charged me for that, I guess thinking that I would not read the bill and say, well, you remember when you wouldn't let me get up out of bed and do anything? I was too drugged to pretty much look around the room.
Right.
But anyway. Do you think that the suckling at the government udder has gotten so far out of hand now that they need to reform those things? And they obviously need to reform in the health insurance industry, without a doubt. They need to put caps on it in some certain cases. They need to put regulations in place. I get that part.
We need to restore market forces. President Trump has tried to do that by requiring hospitals to post prices for various procedures, and I just saw a headline this morning saying that hospitals were figuring out ways to avoid having to actually do that. So you have this huge regulated industry that wants to operate things the way they are because that's they're used to that, and actually insurance companies make more money the higher prices go because they're generally regulated that they get a percentage of what they pay out or what they take in, and amounts close to the same thing. So the more they have to pay, the greater percentage they get, essentially. There's no incentive. There's very little incentive in the system to be efficient or to find ways to cut costs. And there's very little competition because people don't know what you're going to pay. But I don't want to make this show about medical procedures. So maybe we should talk more about what people can do in the future. One of the big questions is how will the Supreme Court handle the Second Amendment now? And I saw on this
hang on for me.
CNN.
Hang on for me. We'll pick this up on the other side. I was too busy listening to you. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Protect, hunt, compete. This is the mantra of CZUSA, delivered via a lineup of superlatives with handguns proven to function in both real-world and competitive settings. Rifles designed specifically for the mission, whether it is law enforcement or built for the plains of Africa. CZUSA has engineered peerless reliability into their superlative product line. Go to cz-usa.com and find out what serious shooters have known since 1991.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made in America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump announced on Twitter Friday that he will not be attending President-elect Joe Biden's inauguration later this month. The United States lost 140,000 jobs in December, and the unemployment rate was 6.7%, ending 7 months of job growth and suggesting the economy is weakening. Tiffany Wilding is an economist. She explains to Bloomberg what this latest jobs report means.
Yeah, well, clearly the headline number was weaker than consensus expectations. And if you kind of look, dig into the details of the report, we can see through the decline, 500,000 decline in leisure sector payrolls, and specifically, you know, payrolls in restaurants, that really this was the result, this weakness was the result of, you know, the surge in virus cases.
And you're listening to USA Radio News. New York Governor Andrew Cuomo is changing course and allowing people within the 1B category to get the coronavirus vaccine starting Monday. The New York governor noting next week is the start of registration and that not everyone can get vaccinated at once.
On Monday, they will begin accepting reservations for vaccinations. This is a very large group of people, and it can't just be show up at the pharmacy.
Currently, New York ranks 28th when it comes to vaccine distribution. Major financial institutions are fighting against a proposed Trump administration rule change that would ensure banks based only decisions on final risk assessment, and that if the numbers are sound, they cannot deny services to a lawful business. Banks are fighting the rules because it would effectively ban them from turning away customers over political differences. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625, 800-503-8625.
And welcome back. This is Lock and Load. I was too busy listening to Mr. Weingarten to actually talk my way out of the break the way a semi-professional would, so I apologize for that. But we're still speaking with Dean Weingarten. What were you saying, sir?
I was saying that how will the Supreme Court handle Second Amendment issues now? This person on CNN, I don't remember his name, but I've seen him many times, was saying, my gosh, can you imagine if those protesters... he said those rioters, but they were really protesters, that the U.S. Capitol had been armed. I mean, obviously saying we need to get rid of the Second Amendment and people should not allow to be armed. My understanding is that there were very, very, very few protesters that were armed. It's almost impossible to have a large gathering without somebody, you know, being willing to break the rules. But there were no shots fired by protesters. There were no gunfights. There was one... protester killed by somebody on video who was unarmed, clambering through a broken window, a young woman, I think she's 38, Air Force veteran, and she was killed on film for being there, essentially.
Did you see that the police were escorting them up the stairway towards that door?
Yeah.
And when she got shot, the cop that was right behind her goes guns up on whoever was shot her, but it was another cop.
Yeah, he grabbed his rifle, like, what's going on, incoming? What's going on? And it was uncalled for. It was not, I don't think it was justified. She wasn't a threat to the officer on the other side. It could have taken her into custody. We don't know who the person who fired the shot was. They were wearing a suit. They kind of had expensive couplings on, somebody told me. But who were they? They had a mask on, too. That was another thing that I talked to one of the officers at the protest two days ago now. And I said, those masks are really unbecoming. And I said, I never thought I'd see police officers wearing masks in the U.S. And he said, well, you know, we don't have any choice in the matter. It's policy from higher up.
Anyway.
I don't think they like wearing the mask, but this is where you, what you see when you get into, you know, places where people fear the police more than police fear the people. And, you know, people, the police don't want their identities known because they're afraid of retaliation.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess so. I, you know, they've got a little ninja-like, haven't they, in some cases?
Yeah. I think we will find out who shot the young lady, and there's supposed to be an investigation. But Congress will once again show their perfidy and corruption by making some generic claim that, well, it was under the circumstances, it was justified or something. But I don't think they will throw this guy under the bus, and, you know, we don't know who he was. I mean, was he part of the Capitol Police? Was he somebody's, you know, security escort? Was he some claim that they thought he was a Congress critter, but that doesn't sound too likely to me. It would be nice to know who he was, who he is, and what his ideological perspective might be, or even who he works for, if he works for somebody else.
Right. I just when I was looking at all this stuff. Now, did you see that they caught an Antifa on camera?
Well,
in the Capitol building,
there have been a number of people that have claimed to be affiliated with Antifa that they have pictures of, and I haven't looked at all the proof. I think there's probably pretty good evidence that at least some Antifa were in there.
Should we take this and make it a learning moment, Dean? I mean, like, if we're going to get out there, and this has always been the case. I remember when the Tea Party was prevalent, and the Tea Party was very well aware that there might be people insert themselves into things to be disruptive, right?
Yes.
Also, another thing is that should we also take into account that probably some of the people that did go into the Capitol building, that was not what most of you guys were doing there. You guys held back and you were just protesting. You were just out there on the lawn, right? You weren't trying to get in there and shake anybody up or make anybody quake in their boots, because that was not the time to do it, was it?
Well, I think that there was a contingent of people that were Trump supporters that wanted to let the legislature, the Congress, know that they really need the consent of the governed to govern.
Sure.
And they wanted to show, look, we're here, you should listen to us. And some of those people, I think, did break in, but I think there were also Antifa that broke in as disruptors at the same time. And they were, I think there were really two groups that made it into the Capitol, probably no more, in the neighborhood of at most 100 people altogether. There's cameras. We should find out numbers eventually. But I think the Antifa types were maybe a small minority of that, because people I talked to claimed they'd been in the Capitol afterwards.
Right.
And just chance meeting said that most of the people in there were not destroying things, and they were preventing a small number of people who seemed to want to destroy things from destroying them. So, no, most of the people who were there protesting, and I was there officially, you know, as a reporter and an observer and a writer,
right,
representing AmmoLand, so I was not really a part of the protest. I didn't wear any Trump gear, and, you know, so I wasn't encouraging the protest particularly so much as trying to record it. But my impression was that most of the people were very upset over the election results. They were there because President Trump asked them to be there, and they thought that they owed him that. But there were a contingent that believed that breaking or into the Capitol or gaining entrance to the Capitol would be a positive thing.
Well, here's my problem with this.
Small contingent.
A small ignorant contingent. Because if you're going to breach a building in a moment, what they did, it's almost like they were pranking them. It's like they were going in there. And I know that that's a thing you do on Instagram, and there were a lot of people taking pictures of themselves sitting at Pelosi's desk and at the lectern in the House and
chamber
and all that other stuff. And you know, straight up, that's just stupid.
Yes, I thought so.
If we're in it, right now, we are in deeply entrenched in ideological warfare, and it is threatening to become kinetic. And in between those two things, you do not do the equivalent of running up and getting one guy to kneel on his hands and knees while you push Nancy Pelosi over him and make her topple over. That's just not what you do. If you're going to get out there and go kinetic, you go kinetic. And if you're going to get out there and do a show of strength and unity, you do a show of strength and unity. And anybody else that deviates from that path, in my opinion, I don't know what your goal was, and I don't know what your thought pattern was, but whatever it was, you inadvertently have set back your purpose and your cause.
And that was the thing that I noticed most about this protest, rally protest, march, is that there was severe lack of leadership or organization. There just wasn't any to speak of. There were small contingents of people who were organized. They were very small compared to the whole group. Most of the people were just acting on almost on whim and the vagaries of what happened at the moment.
Right.
There was an intention to move from the Washington Monument to the Capitol to protest. And to a certain extent, that just kind of evolved into this, let's get closer to the Capitol. There's these silly little barricades, and not even barricades, barriers that a 10-year-old could easily have defeated in the way, and people started to ignore them, and then more people did, and then you got lots of people up, and there were a few people right at the very front who were pushing to gain access.
Hang on for me right there. We'll finish this up on the other side. For those of you, Dean was there. Dean's got some write-ups coming from this. You're going to get some firsthand on-the-ground reporting from him. And that's worth its weight. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Stock market have you nervous with all the massive fluctuations? With the hope for a COVID vaccine on the rise, shifting political landscape, and the election at an end, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to get what you need to stay ahead of market trends and find explosive moves before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Stop guessing. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Text MONEY to 411-411 so you can protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Time on the firing line. Coming to you live, this is Lock and Load. We're speaking with Dean Weingarten, who was there in D.C., who did exactly what he was supposed to be doing. Just a polite thing. And he's recounting all of this for us. What was it like... Because I see all these people talking to other people, and they're coming, you know, they're interviewing people. I got maced in the face or pepper sprayed in the face and everything. And were you at a vantage point to where you could see what it was like for the people coming out?
I saw some of that. Now, the first place it happened was on the west side of the Capitol that faces the mall. There's some reconstruction going on there, and there's some scaffolding right sort of in the center of the Capitol there, and a couple hundred people maybe had gathered there and were trying to gain entrance, and more people were coming up behind them all the time. And at first there were just a tiny number of police there, less than a dozen, and then they got reinforced, and I think the number grew to 20 to 30. But there are no doubt photographic records of all this, so please don't believe I have a photographic memory, which I don't. But what I saw there was that's where first some people got either pepper sprayed. My best guess, having gotten a whiff of it myself, was that it was pepper spray, but I can't say for sure if it was first the police that did it or somebody from the crowd, because at a point I saw a hand with what looked like bear spray or whatever spraying it toward the police from the crowd. And so I don't know for sure which group used it first. But my impression was that it was probably the police at first. And it wasn't like a huge amount. And then some people were coming away. But that little conflict there started building. More and more people kept coming up, and they kept looking for ways to get around. And that's where there were a few of the commercial grade fireworks, I believe, were thrown from somewhere in the crowd toward the police. I have heard rumors that one person, maybe after curfew, was arrested that had some commercial grade fireworks. And to me, that was a signature activity of Antifa that you saw in Portland was these commercial-grade fireworks being used. And obviously, somebody had to be prepared. They had to procure these things, know they wanted to bring them to the rally with intent to use them, almost certainly. And who they were and how they're affiliated, I have no idea. But that was some of the most what I would call sort of violent stuff was throwing these before the shooting, these commercial-grade fireworks. And then I saw maybe three or four bottles that did not appear to be frozen thrown toward the police at that time. And then I moved around to the north side of the Capitol because that's where the flow was going, and mostly because it was upwind of where the pepper spray, tear gas, whatever was being used. You know, anybody who thinks about it for more than about 30 seconds realizes if that stuff is being used, you want to be upwind of it.
Right.
And north was upwind. So I moved upwind, and then I noticed people flowing around. As more and more people came up, people started going to along the north side there. And the crowds just got so large that they coalesced with the people that were already on the east side, which is Supreme Court side of the Capitol. And I did not see any pepper spray being used up there. Now, there may have been some. I think maybe right at the entrance, I had heard that there was some as they were like trying to get in the central part of the central stairway that goes up to the Capitol there. But I didn't see it, but I heard people saying that's what happened. Now, the other side is that because I'd left the mall side where the scaffolding was, I didn't see this, but I've seen pictures later that there was a large presence, that couple hundred grew to maybe a couple thousand there. And I've heard that there was quite a bit of tear gas, pepper spray being used in that area, but I did not witness it. Also in that area, I talked to some ladies afterwards that were being pretty good observers, and they had gone to the north side, and they say they saw a group of people that the police had left that north side, and a group of people came up and tried and were successful in busting in to a door from the north side. But I haven't seen that video. They said they had video of it, and I think they're going to send me a link eventually, but I don't have it yet. So I just have their eyewitness report. Now, when I was at on the mall side, which is the west side, the two people were injured or had heart attack. It's not clear what the injury was, but I saw gurneys being brought up and the crowd very conscientiously cleared away for the gurneys to be rapidly brought up via sidewalk. And then I saw injured people on one injured on a gurney, and there was another one that I didn't see going, but twice that I noticed gurneys came up and one went back. And I'm sure the other one did too. I probably just didn't notice it. So that's where at least two injuries where people were taken out on a gurney occurred, is in that area around the scaffolding there. And I think that may have been where a fire extinguisher might have been thrown. I thought I saw an officer with a fire extinguisher at one point, but I didn't see it thrown or anything. It's just that people talked about a fire extinguisher being thrown, and I thought I may have seen a fire extinguisher with an officer having it.
The interesting thing about that is I saw some stuff on Instagram and Twitter where they were out there going, I thought you guys were the ones that support, were for the blue line. I thought you guys, and so it's sort of creating this appearance that nobody supports the police because the conservatives fought with the police.
Most all the interactions I saw of the protesters with the police were actually rather gentle, and a lot of people said, hey, we're supporting you. We're not your enemy, And then there were a very small number of people that called the police names. But most people said, hey, look, we're not Antifa. We're not the ones that are against you. They'd say, look, as long as you don't do anything violent to us, we won't do anything violent to you. And so the violent reactions, and it's probably even the wrong word. The most of that sort of thing happened that I saw was kind of around that scaffolding area on the west side. And I moved away from there and went to the east side. But that's where I think the more, except for the shooting, and I'm not sure that was even a police officer, and that was inside,
there just wasn't a lot of what I would call violence. I've seen a lot of demonstrations, protests, groups. For one thing that I did not see here, other than maybe those about four or five, I'm guessing, commercial-grade fireworks, and perhaps three or four water bottles, that's all I saw for projectiles being thrown.
Yeah,
I mean, which is almost nothing when you consider the size of the crowd. It was overwhelmingly a peaceful protest. And we even have pictures of when the crowd just finally pushed, they essentially just by mass of bodies pushed the police to one side to gain entrance to the Capitol. Or the police abandoned entrances as the protesters just walked around them. I mean, there are only a few dozen police at the Capitol. I think I saw maybe 150 altogether. And you've got a couple thousand protesters for each policeman. They're just completely unable to control the protesters. I mean, they'd be watching one side, and 20 feet away, several protesters would walk to them on the other side. And as you understand, one of the worst things anybody who's trying to control wants to do is get surrounded by the crowd.
Yeah. Yeah, you didn't want to do that. So,
and so as the crowd would sort of flank them, and it was just this pressure of this mass of people to start with, and I think the people who did what damage there was in forced entry were had that plan, many of them to start with, and as they saw these opportunities, they moved up in front and they got to where they could effectuate those plans. But it was a tiny number of the overall people there, and most people didn't even get all that close to the Capitol because there was just so many of them you couldn't.
I would have been one of them because if I'm going there to fight, I'm going there to fight. If I'm going there to put on a show of unity, then I can just sit back and find a nice comfortable spot in the shade or something, you know? So anyway,
yeah.
Before we run out of time, thank you for joining me. You can find Dean's stuff at amaland.com, well over 1,700 articles, and now he's being sent as a roving correspondent. Thank you for joining me, sir.
You're welcome.
Back again next week. It's never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load. At Spikes Tactical, we are all shooters with a very simple mission. Make the best product we can perfect at the best possible price for our consumers. We strive to produce the best components and rifles available, with quality control second to none, because real-world events don't allow for a second chance. Whether you are an operator, competitor, or home defender, Spikes Tactical will serve you well. Go to SpikesTactical.com. Spikes Tactical, 100% American-made to the highest standard.
Operate. At STI, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At STI, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in the gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. STIGuns.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
Attention business owners body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it. But only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.